Welcome back, or welcome to the On My Mind podcast. Happy Wednesday. I honestly never know how to start these episodes because I'm like, first of all, it's just you and me here. There's no one else that I'm chatting here with. If you have anything to say, I can't hear you, obviously. And so I'm like, do people want the little life updates? Do they want me to dive straight into it? I feel like it's a mixture between both, but if I have anything to say, I'll tell you, because honestly, this is my favorite time of the week to just sit down, chat with you. If there's anything juicy going on, obviously I'll share it. But yeah, in between episodes, a week goes by, a lot can happen in 7 days. So that's why I like to do the little life updates, even though usually they're pretty minuscule. Not that much to report this time, other than the fact that you guys know I've been trying to chef it up a little bit more in the kitchen. For so long, I was eating pasta 5 times a week, which that is your prerogative. That is your right to do that if you want to. But it's been a goal for a really long time, basically, to grow more in the kitchen, get some new meals under my belt. I feel like I've done a really good job of that in the past few months, especially when we were initially doing 75 hard, which I end up failing, spoiler alert. So that didn't last very long. But I did get a few new meals under my sleeve that I actually really enjoy making now, but it's been getting kind of stale and I hate getting tired of meals because for me, I like to have a few staple meals that I enjoy making, but once I tire it out, I'm like, okay, what else am I going to make? What am I going to do here? It becomes really problematic and stressful. So Micah had the idea once or twice a month to have a new meal that we try, find a recipe online. Maybe we find a recipe scrolling on social media, because I feel like the people who make cooking content are so creative. I could never, which is kind of a lie because we made miso soup last night, basically, which was our new meal that we wanted to try. And I did film the process. I posted it on Reels and TikTok if you want to go check it out. I'm definitely not going to be a cooking influencer because I don't know how to direct people. I'm not making up my own recipes. No. I don't know if we'll ever get to that point. I don't know if that's my goal, but I sure can copy a recipe and I will film myself doing it. So we did that. It turned out so good. The recipe that we used, I'm pretty sure, was from his dad. So I don't know if it was something that he found online or if it's just been like passed down, whatever. But honestly, it was a really, really good dish. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, just a one pot meal. We put tofu in it, pork, had it over rice. There was watercress in the miso soup as well. I usually don't like watercress, but when it was cooked down, it actually tasted so good. So that was our meal last night. Had a lot of fun making it, even though I was only tasked with making the rice. I love when Micah does this. He will often, when he wants to cook me dinner, it's one of his love languages. He will just tell me to sit on the couch and look pretty, which could offend someone. But to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, word. I can just watch you cook. First of all, that's hot. Second of all, thank you. Now I can sit back, chillax, and enjoy it, which I just think is super sweet. I am really lucky that his love language is cooking because I benefit from it. And I'm not someone I like to cook, but I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with cooking yet. I hope to get to that point. And I think I will the more I do it. I also think that I'll be more inspired to cook, especially when we move. In the new kitchen, I'll be inspired, which obviously you don't have to freaking move to a new place to be motivated to cook, but it'll be a nice little change. Also, I feel like since Micah is going to start working at the fire station since he graduates this week, which is so insane. I am so crazy proud of him. He's been in firefighter recruit class for the last 9 months and he's been working so hard. He is a certified EMT. He has his firefighter certs. So he graduates this week, which I'm so excited about. We're throwing him a little party at his parents' house. I have a little surprise for him. I don't think he listens to these podcast episodes, but just in case the news gets out, I don't want to spoil my little surprise that I have going on for him. But random thing that I'm really excited about for when he starts going to the station is that, especially when you're a rookie and you're new, you're the new guy, you obviously have a lot to prove to the guys at the station that have been there. And also, since firefighters during their shift live at the station, they cook all their own meals. And so they put such a heavy emphasis to all the recruits. Micah was telling me, your first meal better be good. It better wow your fellow firefighters. If you make a simple spaghetti, they will be so offended and people will hate you. So Mike has been trying to figure out what he wants his first meal that he makes at the station. And so I'm pretty excited. I feel like anytime I've eaten a firefighter's cooking, I'm like, yes, give it to me. I feel like they are randomly so good at cooking. I don't know if that's a stereotype, but I feel like, you know, to feed that many other people at the station, you kind of have to put a little pizzazz, put a little bit of effort into it. So Michael was saying he's going to start trying out different recipes so that when he starts at the station, he knows what he's going to make and he knows that it's good. So I will definitely be reaping the benefits from that. Very excited. But on the flip side of that, since a firefighter's schedule, it's pretty interesting. If you're not familiar with it, I know it's different in different states and in different sections because there's federal firefighting, fed fire, city and county, and then state. And I know some of them have different shifts, but the shift that Michael will be working is 3 24-hour shifts, but not in a row. So it's like Monday you work 24 hours, Tuesday off, Wednesday on, Thursday off, Friday on, and then 4 days off. So it's like 3 24-hour shifts with 24 hours in between and then 4 days off in a row, which is a really interesting schedule. But that being said, I'm going to be alone like 10 nights out of the month. That's assuming he doesn't take overtime, which I'm sure he will pick up. But yeah, I'm going to definitely have my fix of living alone again, which will be interesting. I feel like the last 9 months I've gotten so used to obviously him living here, being here every night. And yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see how we adjust to that new schedule. Because on one hand, I won't have as much alone time as I do now, because right now he leaves at like 6 a.m. He's back at 5. I'm alone for most of the day. And then we just have the weekends together. But when he works at the fire station, he'll be off 4 days in a row, but then be gone for nights. And I'm not used to him being gone. Obviously, I've lived alone before, so I'm not too worried. But in the house, that's a whole different story. I get terrified. I'm not scared of the dark. I'm scared of what's in it. Let me make that clear. If you follow me on my other platforms like Instagram or TikTok, you will have been seeing me pop off pretty much every single day posting short form content. That is something I've been making an effort to do. And I know it sounds so silly, but it is a part of my job. It is a part of my job to feed people content. And it's just so different for me because I'm a born and bred YouTube girly. Long form content has my heart. But obviously short form has kind of taken over the world. And so I definitely want to adapt and still do what I love to do, which is the long form. But I've been playing around with the short form, trying to see my own groove with it because it is so different than long form. It's a completely different art, I feel like, with long form. I don't know. I feel like I can be a little bit more artistic, go into things a little bit more in depth and have things. I don't know. It feels a little bit more intentional with long form. And I don't know, it's just different because with short form, you're trying to get people's attention right away because you know people's attention spans are shot. So is mine. No judgment there. But it's very different creating short form versus long form content. But I've been trying. I've been doing pretty well. For the past maybe like 2 weeks, I've been posting one or two pieces of content a day on those platforms. So if you're a short form girly, great. Check it out. You might like it. I'm trying to get into that more, make it more of a habit to prioritize that. But also sometimes it overwhelms me a little bit, which again, I'm not complaining. I love my job and everything about it. But sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, do I vlog this for my YouTube video? Do I get short form pieces of content for it? Do I get a photo for it? Do I get a video, horizontal video or a vertical video? Am I doing a trend right now? What sound am I going to use? Like, I feel like sometimes I think it stresses me out because I'm like, okay, I don't want to make the same content on every platform. I want my YouTube videos to have different content in it than my Instagram and my TikTok. The podcast is such a separate thing for me, so I'm not too concerned about that, but I'm trying my best to have the best of both worlds of short and long form. And speaking of that world, I went on the weirdest deep dive on YouTube. What I like to watch on YouTube are silly little vlogs. I love silly little vlogs. I love seeing what people do at home. I love seeing people's everyday life. That is my kind of YouTube. There's so many different sides of YouTube. I've never really explored the other ones. MrBeast is like the biggest YouTuber out there. I've never watched his videos, but on Friday, I think it was, yeah, Micah was hanging out with his friends that night and I wanted to stay home. And so I ordered myself some California Pizza Kitchen. I ordered kids mac and cheese And for some reason, I don't know how I found myself looking up Mr. Beast's channel. I went on the biggest Mr. Beast deep dive and I was stuck in there for like 3 hours. I get it. He produces quality content. Like, that is next level YouTube. And I get it. Like, if you haven't watched his videos, it's pretty insane the amount that goes into it. I can only imagine how much that production takes. It's like a full-on show. So that was very interesting because I usually don't prefer that kind of content, but I had a ball. I'm laughing at the fact that me saying I hardly have any updates this week to talking for far too long. Last thing, and then we'll get into the episode. I tried a new workout today. I've been mentioning ever since failing 75 hard, just wanting to get back into my fitness groove and finding a sustainable way for me to work out and move my body maybe like 5-6 times a week. I just love the way I feel. I have a body that's able to move and it just feels so good to do that. And so I tried a new workout today. Usually I just do reformer Pilates and cycle classes and I really enjoy those, but I kind of wanted to switch it up, try something different just because I don't want to get tired of those things and then burn myself out from it and then not have anything else to do for workout classes. Sometimes I'll go to the gym. I love to go on walks, but in terms of workout classes, those are the only two that I've ever done. So I did a body core microformer class today. I'll read the description of what it means. Body core microformer is a high intensity, low impact, muscular strengthening, muscular endurance, and core focused fitness experience. The microformer adds another layer of intensity by challenging balance and stability. It definitely did. It's a 45 minute heart pumping, beat dropping class that will have you sweating, shaking, and asking for more. It's a little specific. I had so much fun. I go to Body Balance. So if you are on Oahu, you live here, or maybe you're visiting, check it out. It's at Al Moana. So super convenient if you're in town. I had literally the best time. Other than when I wasn't dying, the music was good. I really like the music. I also just had a good instructor, Sydney. So that definitely makes all the difference. If there's ever a workout that you thought you would like, but then you end up hating it, try going to a different instructor, because honestly, the instructor will make any workout experience good or bad. And sometimes, not saying they're a bad instructor, but maybe you just don't vibe with them and that's okay. But yeah, I feel like finding an instructor that you like makes all the difference. I was so severely humbled. It was basically a Legree class. If you've seen a Legree machine before, it kind of looks like a Pilates machine, but it is so not. Like, it is not relaxing. When I do reformer Pilates, yes, I get the shakes and I definitely feel like I'm getting toned and I'm getting a good workout, but this was just next level. I feel like I haven't pushed myself like that in a while, which is nice because I feel like I haven't had a reason to push myself in a really long time, especially I think it was just after stopping sports that I was taking very seriously. I took volleyball really seriously for most of like my teenage life. And so after stopping that, there's not a coach yelling at you that you need to do all these workouts or go to these conditioning classes and training classes. You don't have teammates that are counting on you to do your best. It's kind of just all up to you. And yeah, I feel like I just haven't really pushed myself as hard as I did. It also was just so different. It was muscles that I haven't used before. It was like the micro muscles. I was really humbled, and surely I won't be able to walk for this foreseeable future, at least for the next few days. I already feel my legs just like giving out on me. So that is a really good sign. I definitely had a good workout. We'll see how soon I go back, but it was really nice to try something new. Also, what I've been loving, and you know this if you watch my vlogs, but I've been obsessed with health shots. They've become a fun addition to my morning ritual, something I look forward to each day, and I've been on this journey of becoming a morning person. And let me tell you, these shots are like my secret little weapon for jumpstarting my day. I've been loving the Magic Minds Mental Performance Shot. It's been an absolute game changer. It offers a perfect blend of focus, mental clarity, motivation, and productivity, all while helping to alleviate stress with mushroom nootropics and adaptogens. Plus, each bottle has over 100% of your daily vitamin C and D, so it's exactly the kind of boost that I need in the morning. On the days when I do take it, I feel noticeably better, more productive, energized, and just overall clear-headed. It's amazing how such a small routine and like adding that little habit can make such a big difference in how I tackle my day. With Magic Mind, I can have an efficient and enjoyable day without the fear of experiencing over-caffeination or anxiety. I found a way to optimize my productivity and well-being simultaneously. And luckily for you, they have a limited offer you can use now that gets you up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off one-time purchases with code MIND at checkout. You can claim it at www.magicmind.com/mind. Definitely check it out. Super fun. So anyway, I've been putting an emphasis on getting all my routines back in order, feeling my best. That being said, let's finally get into this episode. I'm so excited to talk about this. It was just in my head and I was like, I'm going to make a podcast episode about how to actually stop caring what people think about you. Yes, caring is good. Caring is cool to a certain extent, but with anything in life, too much of a good thing can quickly become a bad thing. And I think when you care so much about what other people think about you, that it affects your life and it starts to control your life, that's when it becomes a problem. Typically, it's not always as easy as, oh, just stop caring. That'll solve your problems. Like, I'm a sensitive girl. So I get it. We're going to talk about it, dive into it. I'll tell you my thoughts and how I've kind of worked through that and hopefully help you do the same so that ultimately we can just not be held back by the opinions of others that don't serve us. There's so many things in this life that can hold us back, whether it's the fear of failure or, I don't know, simply just the circumstances that we're given. So we're not going to let the opinions of others add to that. That's enough as it is. I also feel like this is where you can truly gain your power back and ultimately just live a better, happier life, not concerned with everything else, all the other outside noise, just trusting you, trusting your gut, trusting what you're doing, the decisions that you're making, because I'll get into this, but there's opinions out there that do matter, that people who have your best interest at heart, but there's just a lot of extra noise sometimes. And that's the ones that we need to block out because sometimes that can feel the loudest. I wanted to talk about this because I feel like all of us have dealt with this at some point or another, whether it's the haters in your life, the people who just don't have your best interests at heart. I've dealt with this on a personal level. I've also dealt with this in a public level because I share my life online. And so I've really had to differentiate the people that are just giving me constructive criticism, which I appreciate. The people that care about me, that have watched me, that know me pretty well. It's an impossible rat race because no matter what you do, some people will just never like you, and that's okay. It's not your job to make people like you in this life. It's not your job to change how they view you or view the world. Like, that is not on you. And that also has nothing to do with you. Your character based on someone else is not the truth. You know what your truth is. You know who you are. You can be a good person doing good things and it still won't be enough for some people. So that's why we have to stop chasing that. And this is where I think confidence comes into play, because when you have that inner confidence, when you know who you are, you're sure of that, that outside noise can't shake your own perception of yourself. It's not your job to control how other people perceive you, because how they perceive you is based on their truth, what they experience. Like, that's on them. That has nothing to do with you. People's opinions and perception of you has nothing to do with you. What I have always liked to say when I'm giving advice to people, or sometimes when I just need it myself, if they don't know you personally, don't take it personally. And that helped me through the thick of the struggles of growing up on the internet. This is not me complaining because I wouldn't change it for the world, but teenagehood is hard as it is. Growing up is already hard. So to add the opinions and hateful, mean comments that don't have my best interest at heart, that aren't constructive criticism, that is just plain mean, having that noise in my head, in my face, in my comments all the time telling me this is who you should be, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, when I'm also don't even know who I am yet, I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to find myself. It was already such a confusing period of my life to have that in my face all the time. That was just another extra layer of stress. And so that was obviously on a bit of a larger scale than the average person, I guess, like, has to deal with. But again, I realize and I recognize that I chose that by putting myself out online, but I don't think that's an excuse for people to be plain mean. I don't condone meanness. I don't condone hate in any way, shape, or form to anyone. Like, I just, especially online, like, you never know what people are going through, one. And also, how are you gonna judge someone that you see online based off of the little snips of their life that they show you? And that's what I have had to remind myself too. I'm vlogging a day in my life. The video is 15 minutes long. My day is 24 hours. I am choosing what I put out there. I don't include everything in my life. Obviously, there's things I keep private. And so for me to kind of separate myself and realize, okay, they don't know me personally, I'm not going to take it personally because they just know what they see. And that's okay. That's what I show on the internet. I get that. But to bounce from conclusion to conclusion to things that aren't even true, that's not in my control to be like, well, this is not true about me. Like, if I know who I am, that's all that matters. The people around me know who I am. My family knows who I am. My friends do. And the people who actually care about me on the internet do. And they see that. So anyway, the next time someone that's not close to you, doesn't know you very well, tries to tear you down, if they don't know you personally, don't take it personally, because it's not personal. I just feel like it would be such a bummer to have lived your life on someone else's terms and someone else's beliefs and let their opinion control what you do and who you are. That's really unfair to yourself. This is your life. This is your experience. Everyone experiences life differently. Like I said, it's just not your responsibility to try and control people's opinions of you, because it's impossible. Once someone has this, like, sometimes it's preconceived opinion about you, it's really, really hard to change that. And like I said, a lot of the times, most of the times, that has nothing to do with you. It has to do with what they experience, what they believe. That's why your own truth is so important. Knowing who you are, knowing what you stand for, knowing what you believe in, knowing that you're a good person, that's enough. And that's enough for the people around you to know that too. It's not your job to like convince the whole entire world, to convince strangers, to convince the people that don't know you very well. Even though it's really easy, it's the human condition to want to connect with people. It never feels good when someone plain hates you or just dislikes you or thinks these things about you that you know aren't true, but that's true to them and that's what they think. It's the human condition. And I think that's why we struggle with it, because going back to, like, let's say caveman times, right? It's like, if you were not accepted in the pack, you were gonna die, because you need community around you to help keep you safe and keep you alive. And so I think those instincts, that's where they come from, because obviously community is very important. That's why cultivating a community around you that truly cares about you, that knows who you are and cares to learn who you are, is so important. I think sometimes it sucks, because once someone like believes something about you, like that person in school, let's say, who straight up hates you and you don't know why, that's something that you'll never be able to change sometimes, because they just don't care to have that be changed. And so that's out of our control. And letting go of control of the things that aren't in our control is so important. And it's really, really freeing to do that. A really big help is filtering out the advice that you get from people, because a lot of the advice that we'll get is completely unsolicited. That's kind of the worst kind. But for example, we're not going to take advice from people you wouldn't ask for the advice from. For example, why would you ask for relationship advice from someone who hasn't kept a serious relationship because they don't take their relationships very seriously? Which is, if that's what they want to do, no judgment, I don't care, but I'm not going to ask for advice from that person. I'd rather ask for advice from someone who has a relationship that I admire. It's really important to be picky about that, because people are going to give advice based off of their experience. So if someone doesn't really take relationships super seriously, they might tell you advice that could potentially ruin yours. You know, you just never know. One of the best things that I've done for myself is learning how to make those choices and decisions without feeling like I need to be validated by other people's opinions and thoughts. That has helped me grow so much trust within myself. My decision-making skills, not relying on that from other people, was really important for me. And I honestly feel like it positively impacted me in so many ways. Now, when I'm going through something, I feel a lot more in tune with my feelings and my emotions. If I need to talk about it with someone, I'll talk about it with someone I really trust, and someone that I know has my best interests at heart and has that wisdom. But I think one of the most important things you can do for yourself is be very picky with who you ask for advice from. We're not always going to have the answers within ourselves. Even as much as I've grown my own confidence within myself and my decision-making skills, sometimes I need that extra help, whether that's from my therapist or, like I said, from someone I really trust, really admire. But yeah, that's my advice to you. Be picky with who you ask for advice from. And unsolicited advice is just that. It's unsolicited. So if someone's trying to give it to you, you don't have to take it. You don't have to listen to it. The advice that someone gives you might have worked for them, but it might not work for you, because everyone's life is so different. I know how hard it can be when there's a lot of negativity that's going on in your life, and things hit way closer to home when negative opinions or criticism comes from someone near to your heart and that you have a personal relationship. And that's a little different, because if this is a person that genuinely has your best interest at heart, it might be good to take what they're saying, what they're thinking into consideration. You have to pick and choose, obviously, and just weed things out as you go. But we're always growing, always learning. And we don't know everything. So in situations like that, I feel like listening is important and trying to see things from their side. People aren't wrong to give their opinions. Everyone's entitled to their own. And like I said, everyone has their own truth. But sometimes it's good to check yourself. Sometimes, you know, in your own head, it can be a little bit of an echo chamber. We don't know everything. It would be foolish to think that we do, to think that we all have it figured out. I certainly don't. And so sometimes I get checked, like with people in my life that I trust, they're like, girl, and you know, they have something to say about something. And at first I'll get all defensive because I'm like, well, you know how it is. But I really try to see things like that, not as negative, but as constructive. Like I said, especially if they know you, they love you, and they want what's best for you, it's important to listen. The more you listen, the more you learn, the more you can grow. But ultimately, this is your life and you're in control of it. And you're the one that has to live with the choices that you make. So at the end of the day, it's important to really check in with yourself and ask yourself, am I happy with the choices that I've made? Can I live with these decisions? All these different tools and ways of thinking have really helped me in my personal life, in my online life. Moral of the story, I think knowing who you are is the most important thing. No one can tell you who you are. No one can decide that for you. Only you can. You're not in control of other people's opinions of you, so don't try to be. All of this is way easier said than done, and it's truly a skill to block out the noise that doesn't serve you. I think you just have to practice at it, build up your own confidence in yourself and in knowing that you are confident in who you are and the choices that you make. And there's so many different ways that you can grow your confidence. You can grow your confidence by keeping the promises that you make to yourself, by showing up for yourself and doing things that serve you and feel good for you and help you be the best you in whatever way that looks like for you, because it looks different for everyone. I think that inner confidence, that inner sense of knowing who you are, that sense of self-love and the love you have for yourself leaks into so many areas so positively in your life. And it also helps with not caring what people think about you and not letting it control your life. So I hope this episode was helpful. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel like it, if you have a few extra seconds, you're listening on Spotify, I would be so appreciative if you left a review, if you're in the mood to. All you have to do is click on the On My Mind, click the three little dots next to the settings icon, press rate show, and then maybe give a little 5 stars. That would really help me out. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for spending time with me on this Wednesday or whenever you're listening to this. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. April is coming up literally so soon. I hope the rest of your March is good, and I will talk to you very, very soon. That was Everything on My Mind.